Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. Downtown Bay City will be celebrating its 10th annual tree lighting at Winoa Park this Friday, November the 28th at 7 p.m. Residents and visitors are invited to see what organizers are calling the biggest tree yet, a tradition made possible by the ongoing efforts of Dave and Sally Clements, who have supplied the Winoa Park tree for a decade. Festivities began at 5 p.m. with the festivities will begin at 5 p.m. with the Dry Dock Beer Gardens Jingle Mingle, followed by Santa's arrival for the tree lighting ceremony itself. The event is expected to draw crowds to downtown Bay City to usher in the holiday season and welcome Santa in style. And another local and regional news for today. Saginaw Police reported three overnight incidents between November the 3rd and November the 7th involving officers Hines, another officer also named Hines, Miller, Byerline, Holden, and Graves. Officers recovered a handgun with an extended magazine near Salt Street after contact with two males, arrested a wanted suspect who fled from an electric bike traffic stop, as well as located a stolen vehicle containing sensitive information, and then returning it and the property to the owner. According to the department, Officer Hines' suspicious activity check led to the firearm recovery. Officer Miller's pursuit resulted in the arrest of a resisting suspect with an active warrant, and Sergeants Byerline, Holden, and Graves quickly coordinated to safely resolve the incident and apprehend the stolen vehicle suspect. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
For many veterans, alcohol has been a longtime companion on our journey. But what we're really consuming when we drink is time. Sometimes it's a good time. Sometimes it's time reconnecting with an old friend. But when it gets out of hand, it can become time with a heavy cost. If you feel your alcohol consumption has become unmanageable, VA has treatments to help you manage. Visit va.gov/recovery.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news for today. Democratic lawmakers who appeared in a social media video urging U.S. troops to defy, quote, illegal orders, say the FBI has contacted them to begin scheduling interviews. It comes a day after the Pentagon announced it is investigating Democratic Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona over potential violations of military law. Michigan Senator Alisa Slotkin told reporters Tuesday that Trump is, quote, attempting to use the FBI to scare us. The inquiries mark an extraordinary escalation for federal law enforcement and military institutions that traditionally try and steer clear of partisan clashes before the Trump administration came into power. And in other national and international news, President Donald Trump says his plan to end the war in Ukraine has been, quote, fine-tuned. He said Tuesday that he is sending envoy Steve Witkoff to meet with the Russian president and Army Sergeant Dan Driscoll to meet with Ukrainian officials. Trump suggested he might meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky once negotiations progress. Talks have been ongoing, with U.S. and Ukrainian officials meeting in Geneva. French President Emmanuel Macron says peace efforts are at a crucial juncture. Meanwhile, Russia has once again launched attacks on Ukraine's capital, and Ukraine responded with drone strikes back on Russia. European leaders warn that the road to peace will indeed be long. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumaria news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area death has been reported for today, Tuesday, November the 25th of 2025. Linda Lula Crone, age 71, of Elkton, passed away on November the 22nd of 2025. Funeral services for Linda Crone will be held on Monday, December the 1st, at the Ransford Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Pigeon, at 7 p.m. with visitation from 1 p.m. until the time of service. Memorials may be offered to the Family Discretionary Fund, care of Robin Elliott. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.